You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
But right now in the studio, we have comedian, or should I say 2025 Billy T Award-nominated comedian, Itai Dom. Good afternoon, Itai. How are you?
Thank you. That was a man intro.
Oh, thank you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, you know, we're all just trying to, we hype up our guests that come here on the show.
Yeah, hell yeah, no matter how random their credits are.
Oh, well, you know, that's a pretty decent credit, I would say.
I'll take it.
How long have you been doing stand-up comedy for?
Been doing it for about, maybe like eight, nine years.
8, 9 years, okay, yeah. That's quite a while. And
been getting laughs for at least two.
Yeah.
That's all good.
How does one suddenly decide to get into stand-up comedy? Were you always sort of the funny kid in class growing up, and one day you're like, you know what, I'm gonna get into this? Or
nah, that would have been a good origin story.
Yeah,
I was just trying to impress this girl I met back in uni hall.
So
you know, just like,
you're like, come down to the comedy club.
It's like, come on, girl, watch me sling some jokes. And yeah, she was like, I am never coming back.
Well, speaking of girls, you were a contestant on The Bachelorette.
Yeah. I like to think of it as one of the rejects.
One of the rejects.
Yeah.
Well, you know, dating is a hard game. How did you go on The Bachelorette? Did you get progress quite far, or?
Made it all the way till the end of the first episode.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Were you, what's that meme, you know, when you're on the zip line too much? Were you on the zip line too much?
I know the show. No, I wasn't on the zip line too much. Yeah. I was just constantly making advances, telling her like, yo, I'm ready for marriage. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
And
yeah,
she was like, I am not here for that at all. And I was like, well, damn. Send me
getting
home.
Getting straight into it. Yeah. Well, if that didn't work out, you know, how's your love life going in general?
Thank you for asking. That's why I'm here on the radio.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us.
I'm here to advertise myself as single.
Yeah.
No, it's going all right. And you said moments ago, you were saying dating can be hard.
Yeah.
And if you find it hard, then that's good for me, because you're so much like better than me, you know what I'm saying?
No.
So it's like, man, if it's hard for you, there's no hope for me, but that's good to know.
It's hard for everyone.
Nah, you shouldn't be on the radio, bro. Like, I belong on the radio. Put this man on TV. I don't know who's watching, but
oh god,
come on,
BFM TV.
BFM
Maybe
TV.
Maybe one day.
I realized the headphones you gave me are just way too big, so I can't put them on. So yeah,
right.
I just feel like super unprofessional. I feel like a
small head.
I got a small head. Yeah.
Well, I've got the opposite problem. I've got a massive head.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
You're jealous of my big head.
That must be nice.
You've also been on Guy Montgomery's Spelling Bee.
Yeah, that's right. One episode, baby.
One episode.
Yeah.
A bit longer than The Bachelorette.
Nah, I was on there till the end of the episode too. I lost both episodes. On The Bachelorette, I got sent home. On Guy Montgomery, I got to wear like a stupid hat.
Yeah,
which was again too big for my head, so the hat fell. Like, it's
I
don't have that industry size head, you know.
Yeah, the standard head size.
I don't have it.
No. Describe your sort of comedy style. Do you do like a lot of crowd work and things like that? Because I know that's sort of big online. I see that online a lot. People doing crowd work and
I do a bit of crowd work. My crowd work isn't big online, so that's the issue.
Right, you need someone to film.
Yeah, well, I need some plants in the audience, you know.
I do
some crowd work and stuff, but now you mentioned ability. I'm trying to write more. This is so boring, but I'm trying to write more like a, you know, more like a personal show,
right?
Let the people know who I am.
Yeah, have your own special. That's the big thing, eh?
Kind of, yeah.
What's the New Zealand equivalent of a Netflix special, like a TVNZ Plus special, or?
That's a good question. Maybe like a Neon?
A Neon?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, if you want your aunt to watch you do stand-up, you better get that Neon deal.
Hell yeah, yeah. Hell yeah. What's your career highlights been so far, would you say?
This is it.
Well, I'm so glad to be a part of it.
I appreciate
it. Here on BFM.
Absolutely. 95 BFM.
Yep.
Yeah, career highlight, probably the Guy Mont, Spelling Bee.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, because I lost the episode. It's like a spelling game. I don't know if you've watched it, but
right,
you just spell shit.
So you have to be good at spelling.
Well, you don't have to be good at spelling to go on the show, right. As I found out immediately.
Yeah.
So I lost the episode, and then everyone in my family hit me up, and they were like, oh, that was so funny how you pretended to not know how to spell those words for comedic effect. I was like, yeah, that is what I was doing.
Yeah.
You cracked it, yeah.
Oh, my God. I have a sort of funny question. What do you think is the worst thing that can happen to you during a stand-up set, do you think? Or that can happen during a stand-up set. What's the worst thing, would you say?
Damn, can we swear on here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A couple of weeks ago, I saw a drunk guy trying to fellate. Is that the word?
Fellate.
Fellate, like...
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm
fellatio,
saying? Fellatio.
Yeah.
Fellatio vibes. Yeah. Another guy, so...
Oh, my God. During the show?
During the show. So
wow.
That was pretty wild. You can get...
That is a wild show.
That was a wild show. So that could be the worst... thing, I think.
Yeah.
Potentially could also be the best thing if you're into that. You know what I mean? You're like, damn, I'm killing it right now.
That's some great comedic material right there.
Absolutely.
Start heckling them. Do a bit of crowd work in that instance, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely try and calm down the audience. Yeah. I mean, one time, I think this is years ago, I remember going on stage and I had a condom in my pocket because I'm optimistic. You know?
Yeah, of course.
And you got to be. And but I'm a realist, so the condom was expired. But I remember there was a guy heckling the whole show.
Yeah.
So he tried to heckle me. So I flicked the condom onto his table.
Whoa, and like a Yu-Gi-Oh card.
Kind of, yeah. Right. Pretty much like that. Flicked it, and it landed on his table, and everyone was shook. And I was like, hey, don't make any more of you.
So, you know, that's a pretty good
that was
mic
a good
drop
one.
Moment.
That was a good one, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
oh my gosh. Yeah, there must be so many moments, you know, where you tell a joke that's completely improvised in your crowd work where you're like, oh man, that was just perfect.
Yeah, I mean, the audience doesn't think that.
No.
But I'm always like, damn, I nailed it. If you guys got to get on my level.
Yeah. But also, you have a show coming up next week of your own that you're doing. What can people expect in this show?
They can expect me.
Expect you, at least.
Yeah, so it's called Itai Dom Half-Baked Ideas.
Cool.
And it's at Move Space next Friday, Saturday, 7:30 p.m. And I know people got Halloween plans. That's why it's at 7:30 p.m.
Right.
You come in. It's a BYO. I'll have a box of pals for people. You can get...
Oh, awesome. So you can bring your own alcohol.
You can bring your own alcohol. You can bring your own prescription. You can do whatever you got to do.
Yeah, cool.
And I got some mates, some good comics, doing like little sets before me to warm up the crowd. Then I'm going to come out there maybe about... 40 minutes.
Cool.
Just telling jokes, just telling a bunch of personal stuff. I guess the topics will be moving to New Zealand, going to university, which is appropriate.
Yeah.
And then probably, just from this interview, I'll probably have a new 20 minutes, just about 95 BFM, you know?
Yeah, what a shockingly terrible rundown station that is, blah, blah, blah.
No, it's got... I think the producer described it as it has character.
Yeah. It's got character.
Very shady character.
Very shady character.
But it's got the character. No, I like it. It's good.
That's a great vibe.
I wouldn't want to work here or be here, but I like it.
Yeah. You know what? I don't know how I handle it either. But you were saying before off air that you...
I thought that was off the record, bro.
Oh yes, by the way, the mics are on. That you you're doing a PhD here at the University Auckland Uni.
Yeah.
That's you know, pretty different to comedy. I guess engineering is also your passion.
I wouldn't say that. I think it's my parents' passion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Classic.
It is classic. I did my bachelor's here and I did my master's here. And then I was like, dude, I might as well.
Yeah.
You
go to the next set.
Yeah, I got to have something on my walls. You know what I mean? I didn't realize, looking around, I didn't realize you could just put posters. I thought you just had to put on degrees on your walls, you know? So.
Yeah, right. You actually have to earn them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have... I can't really recognize the Darts Dune Rats. Like, I don't know what that is, but...
Yeah, alternative music.
Yeah.
Because you were saying, you've never sort of been up here at BFM since being at Auckland Uni. And when I was at Auckland Uni, I never came up here either.
Yeah.
It's sort
I've
of
been
quite
on
out the
roof
way.
Of multiple buildings of the university.
But you haven't been just in a regular building.
Nah.
Only on roofs.
I've been on the roofs a couple of times.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I've never actually been on 95 BFM.
Wow. But well, welcome.
It is beautiful, and yeah, I'd love to come back.
Wicked. And where can people get tickets to your half-baked show?
Well, people can get tickets on Eventfinder.
Eventfinder?
If they're if they'd like to come. Tickets are only $5.
Okay, sweet.
But the show, like the value of the show will be at least $6. Like I guarantee it.
So you're really saving a whole dollar there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you can bring your own alcohol as well.
So you're saving like $100.
Yeah.
It depends on where you're from.
Real bang for your buck.
Yeah, so Event Finder, and people can catch me on Instagram at itaidom if they want to see some crowd work clips and stuff like that.
Hell yeah.
That's
it. Well, thank you so much, Itai. And
thank you.
And yeah, maybe we'll have to come on to the show and check it out. Absolutely. Maybe you can do a bit of crowd work on me. I'll be the plant.
You'll be the plant. Hell yeah. I'll be like, you ever been to 95 BFM?
Yeah, and that'll be it.
I got 20 minutes on that.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to go out with a bit of Maori Volcanics. And because you got out in the first episode of The Bachelorette, this is called You'll Never Find.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.